it's important to remember that there are going to be blood vessels and nerves going to the muscles, and the blood vessels are going to bring oxygen and nutrients to the muscles and also take away waste products that are going to accumulate when the muscles are contracting. And the nerves are going to deliver action potentials to the muscles. And an action potential, if you didn't review that in cell biology, an action potential is like, it's basically a nerve impulse, if you want to think of it that way. It's like a buzz of electricity that is generated in the membrane of a nerve and can also be generated in the membrane of a muscle, as we'll see later. Now, the next thing we're going to do is go on to the microanatomy of the muscle. And for that, I want you to take a look at the picture, the structure of a skeletal muscle fiber, which shows the outside of the skeletal muscle fiber, but more importantly, it shows what's inside, the inside design of the muscle fiber.